you're holding the Alstamach on the days when the middle of the Shiloh that Reb Levoy before said that Reb Yehuda Bar Levoy said that we're not told the kesem bekesem. Means the Venetia found a kesem on a beged, and she lent yesterday this beged to a different lady. That yesterday we know that lady already has a tumas kesem on her, so we're not telling you zeh bezeh. Because the first one, we do not know for sure she saw dam migufoy. It could be the dam when he came in Yalma, just kesem is tummy anyway. So therefore the second one now, that found a kesem on her choluk, we say she's also tummy. So still we asked words, here we brought down Bryce that said, yes, we are totally about a kesem in a kesem. So we're interested again, first when Bryce before Kalam Afrey Kalam Abom, we said, now, we call Mokom Kasha, and we call Mokom Kasha. Here it says that you are totally this Isha that finds her kesem now, and we say that it came from a different Isha because she's the Balas kesem, so not like Reb Levoy. So more interested, Ravino Akasha is no Sira. Hokikom, this is the Bryce I meant to say. That if she lent her dress yesterday to a Goya, and a Goya that saw Dam once already, so the locher is now that the Baalist Kesem, the second lady now, the Jew, when she gets the dress back, and when she finds the Kesem on this dress, she has the right to raise her Tola Bo. She has the right to be told that this Kesem did not come from her, from the Jew, but it came yesterday when the Goya was wearing it. That's what the Mishnah means to say. But not that they were totally her in a Baalist Kesem. We're telling the lady now that finds the kesem on her clothing, we're telling it came from the Goya that wore it yesterday. So the Gemara now, the Bryce says, Oy li Yosheba Sala Kesem Katoni. Mashma, even the case where the first one only was Yosheba Sala Kesem, still we're totally the second one in the first one. Even though the first one was only a Balas Kesem, so again, it's not like Reb Levoy. So we're saying, how come is the Bryce meant to say? Oy li Yosheba Sal Dam Toyer. That's the case where she's sitting on Dam Toyer. In such a case, Balas Kesem Toyer, but the Balas Kesem has the right to be totally in her, in the one she borrowed the dress yesterday to, because since she's an Isha, there any Dam she sees is Toyer right now. She gave birth 15 days ago. So now any Dam she sees is called Dam Toyer, therefore we're totally this Dam in her. But then Echadami, only in the case where the first lady actually saw Dam. But if the first lady was only a Balas Kesem, who did not know the cloud she saw Dam Igufoy, it could be then the second one cannot be totally her kesem in the first one's kesem. Then the Mishnah says, Shalosh Shalosha Shalab Nechem Yomim. Nechem is the one that said that if you find a kesem on something that's not makabel tumah, so it has no tumah kesem. Omarav Masna. Rav Masna says, my time with Rav Nechemya, what's the reason of Rav Nechemya? Why should he say that she's torn? But my sister, she found the kesem on a stone that she sat on. So who the dam came from her? Why should we say she's tall? The pasuk says the niksa loritz teshif, meaning to say even she yosh loritz niksa. As soon as she sat down on the ground, she becomes tall. She's clean. Meaning to say that if you find the kesem on the ground, it's tall. Since the ground is not a bark, a bumit, it's not something that's going to kabel tumah. It has no din of kesem. All my rafu. So the body is doing a smach to be yalma because no din kesem is only with the rabbanim. Even if she finds the kesem on the back of the kli cheres, also she's torn, even though the inside of the kli cheres is mekabel tumah. But since the back of the kli cheres is not mekabel tumah, kli cheres has a locha, the tumah has to go inside the kli, not if it touches the outside of the kli. So if she finds the kesem on the outside of the kli, she's torn, it's not called the back of the buli tumah. The Gemara Pshit, of course, on the back of the Kli Cheres is not Makabel Tumah. So for us to know, it's a tremendous Chiddush here. Because otherwise, Mal, the Talmai would have thought to say, Ligzar, Gaboi, or to say, let's make a Gezerah that if you find the Kesem on the back of the Kli, she should be Tumah, because Otto, where you find the Kesem inside the Kli, and then it is Makabel Tumah. Kamash Malom, we do not make this Gezerah, that if you only find the Kesem on the outside of the Kli Cheres, she remains tall, the same way the Kli remains tall, she also remains tall. Omer Abayi says, Mitayahoyu Reb Nechemya B'mat Lonyis Shein Bem Sholosh HaSholosh. That Nechemya is also as Mitayah Venisha finds a kesem on a piece of cloth less than 3x3, since that's not the size to Mekabu Tumam, therefore Huda has no Tumas Kesem either, less than 3x3, he holds that it has no Din Kesem. Why? The lechazim, the lelaniim, lelashim, it's not fit for me, not for the poor people, not for the rich people. They would not use such a small cloth. But since the cloth has no din kabbalas tuma, hu adin, it has no din of a kesem. Dorosh Rav Chiya bar Rav Masna, mishmei d'rav name of Rav, halacha k'rav nechem, take a pasul k'rav nechem yo. Therefore, if you find a kesem on something that's not makabal tuma, she has no tuma kesem. Or Malay Rav Nachman, Abba Tony, Abba, your father learned like this, that Meister once happened a case that Borlof Nechachamim, the Kemir Fonechachamim, the Tomum, and they said, no, that's Tomei, when they found the Kesem on a dove on a stone that wasn't a Kabbal Tumah, so they said it was Tomei. So Yatamat, you want to tell me, what was Rav Nechemya, your father was Nechemya, that she's Tor, of course, not like your father. Moses Mahi, what was the story? Let's see, what was the case, what happened exactly? The time you learned like this. Shtei noshim shayotochnes brechayim, two ladies that were working by a grinder brechayim, shayad, a grinder that used to use with the hands, used to have to pull it, push it, turn it around with your hands. So two ladies are working grinding. Now benim sodam tachas apnimius, we found them under where the inner lady was standing, tachas apnimius, that was the one that was near the brechayim, near the grind mill. Both of them are tamei, because the one outside also pushes itself sometimes closer towards the rechayim to push it. So therefore, both of them could have been under that spot. So therefore, both of them are suffered. They're both tamei. What's going to be tachas hachitzoina? We find the blood spot where the outer one was standing, not where the inner one was standing. So then we say hachitzoina tamei under the outside one has tumah, or v'atnim is tara, because the inside one does not push a way out. So only the outside one was at that spot, so therefore we know the dam came from her. What's going to be bentayim? We found the dam in between where both of them stand. Then shtem tameis, they both have equal suffer, who it came from, so both of them are tamei. Now, while you might say, once happened, the nintza dam al tzvosa shalom batya, they once found a stain of blood on the rim of the bathtub. The al ola shozayis, or else on a leaf, of an olive, they found a blood stain. Bishor Shemasikas, Esatanur, the time when they were lighting up the tanner, they were using these things for fuel light to burn up the tanner with, and they found a blood stain on it. Now, Ubo Maisavechonechon, this is Turkin for Echonim, but Tamum, they said it's Tamay, Square Kasher is, the oldest Shazai is not Makabu Tumma, and so you see with Makabu Kesem. This is the Raya Lechur, and not like Rav Nechemya, we talk a pasuk, even though the kesem comes upon a dover, like a leaf, shalzai, it's not makabu tuma, still there is a tumas kesem. So no, smenach mami tanoi, it's like a machlekes tanoim. The time you learn like this, Rav Yaakov says she's tomei, where the kesem falls on a dover, shen a makabu tuma. Rav Nechemya mitayir, and v'hoi rechachom k'rav Nechemya, the rechachom take a pasuk, like Rav Nechemya, to go lekuna here, v'hikos k'samim, if you find a kesem on a cloth on something that's not makabel tuma, then echnami, it has no din kesem, it has no locha of tuma. You have din. Your Mishnah says here, shoish noshim, you have three ladies, show yishonis bamita, they were sleeping in the same bed, the mitachas, v'nimtzer dam tachas achas men, then in the morning they find the blood stain on the one of them, and we don't know from which one it came from. So Rachlus Kudum Tumayis, all three have a Tumas Kesem, they're all three Tumim in a Suffolk. We don't know which one, it came from one of these three, so all three is Tumi. What's going to be though, Botko Achas Mehem, let's say one of them made a Bedika right away, as soon as they woke up in the morning, one made a Bedika, checked herself, then he says Tumayis, and she saw that she's Taka Tum, she has Dam, so we have a right to say, he Tumayis, Shem Torus, the Kesem came from her, she's Tumi, and the other two are Tor. Then she says, what's going to be the toilos zubizu? We have right to be totally one in the other. Some will explain, meaning to say, that let's say one of them was a muberis, and or else one of them was a manika, and that's as far to say their muslek is dumb, they don't have a dumb right now. So they have right to say, Mr. Tom and the Kesson came from the other lady that's not pregnant, and the pregnant lady would be tall. That's called the toilos zubizu. You have reason to say why it came from one more than the other. So we say that, and only the other one is Tomei, not the pregnant one. What's going to be though? Let's say now you don't have anyone to be Tomei more than the other. Let's say all three of them were pregnant. So then, Royinoisan, Kilohen Ruyas, we have to look at all three of them as if they're fit to see Dam. Even though Menastam would say they don't see Dam, they're pregnant now. But since Lamais, we found the Kesem here, came from one of these three, and they're all three pregnant, so therefore we say we don't know which one, and all three are Tami again, Menasafik. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Vu Shabot Ka'atzmo B'Shir Veses. That's what the Mishnah says, if one checks herself right away, and she's Tomei, so we say the dam came from her, and the other two are Tor, that's only she made a bedika right away, and as soon as she got up, right away she made a bedika. Who should broadcast her b'shir vesim is right away. Why? Why does the Yehuda Marav say this? Because the Sova Loka Bapod, the heels like Bapod, the Shita, the Yom, that he says like this, that Kol Shabayim L'Bechatis, that the Mishnah before, like a man that they live together, and then right after the Tashmish, if she checks herself and she finds that she's Tomei, so we say, if she checked herself right away, that that dam was there, b'shas tashmish, and the husband was a boil needy of chet bin korbin. So, kol shabayim like bechatis, anytime we say the husband has to bring a chatis, he is tayraser to meyas. It would be a case not that she lived with the husband. But stam, if she made a bedika, and she sees she's tamei, so the few minutes before that, the half a minute, whatever it is, the time of the kleveses, we say like she for sure she had dam then also. And therefore, if she touched Tyrus then, those Tyrus, that true Mokotchim is Babe Tomei. What's going to be Bailab Yoshim Toli? Means she didn't make the Bedika right away, but she waited till it takes time to go off the bed and wipe herself, and that's when she first made the Bedika. So in such a case, before we had that the husband is only Chai the Korban Yoshim Toli, it's a suffix whether there was Dam there, Bishas Tashmash or not. So in such a case, by Tyrus, if Tyrus said to me, it'll be the same thing as a suffix, whether she was Tomei that time before. See, if she touched Truma before, it'll be a Sofatika Tumma, that we can't burn it, but we can't eat it. Well, that's going to be Bailab Turu. She first checked herself for 2 minutes later. After that time, to get off the bed and wipe herself, she first checked herself later, so we had the before, the loch is the Bailab's daughter, that they lived together, that the husband and wife lived together, and then she checked herself 2 minutes later, and she saw she's Tomei. So we do not say the dam was there b'shas tashmas, and the husband is potter. In such a case, tyrus ser tyrus. That amount of time also, she touched truma before, just 2 minutes before, so we say that truma is still to her. So now Mishnah also, after we say if one of them makes a bedika, and she's tamei, so we say the dam that came out before came from her, that's only when she made a bedika right away. So therefore, she makes the bedika right away, that by her husband, he would have been chayav the chatus. Here by Tyrus is like a Vadai. So we're told the Dam Vadai came from her. However, for Rabbi Oishiyama, Rabbi like this, no. Rabbi Oishiyama, Filu Baila Bechatis. Even in the case where she made a Bedika right away, that in the case where she lived with her husband before, those will be Chai Bechatis, she made a Bedika within the time it takes to get off the bed. So we say for sure the Dam was there before Bishat Tashmish, and the husband is like a boiled meat, Yasmin Bechatis. Still, Rabbi Oishi says, though, Tyrus said to Luyas, but in the case where she did not live with her husband, so she made a bedika now, when she saw she's tummy, do we say that for sure she was tummy a minute ago? No, we don't know for sure she was tummy. It's only Tyrus said, clue is only a self-tikatumma. And therefore now Mishnah will not help you. Even if she checks herself right away, so what? It's not Vadai that the dam she saw now was there before. It could be she was not tummy before. So still be a settled, maybe the dam came from the other ladies, and therefore would not help. And it's like this, that Bishleim Ahos and Bishleim by Tashmish live with the husband, Eimer Shamish Akfe Ledam. They were just thought to say that maybe the Shamish, the Bishas Tashmish, the husband's Eivor, held the Dam in. And therefore it first came out after the Bedika, it first came after Tashmish. That's why if there's Dam, the next, when she checks herself right away, we say that Dam was there before also. Abel Hochab over here. In Nisa, the every time, if you want to say there was Dam like before, Manakfi, who held it back? She didn't live with the husband now. So he holds, if she checks herself now, she sees Tomei, we do not know for sure she's Tomei before, we don't have the reason to say she's Tomei before. Vadai. It's only a Sofadika Tomei, it's like the regular desire of Mies Leis, but not to say she Vadai Tomei before. So according to him, it wouldn't make enough communion if they make a Badika right away, or she makes Badika a little bit later. It's only a Sofadika then anyway. So much of this, the Mishnah says that you told you Zebizim, it wouldn't make enough community if you make the Bedika right away, or you make a little bit later. Yom Rav Yirmi says like this now, Moshul Rabbeish, what's Rabbeishi is Moshul? Moshul Rabbeishi, Lama Davidam, what is this like? Liyelet Bezokin, the young child and an older person. Shoyim Halcha Madeo, they're both walking along the road. So Kol Zaman Shoyim Madeo, Kol Zaman, they're on the road. Yelet Shoyim Lavoi, that the son, the young one, waits for his father, waits for the older person, they walk together. That the son doesn't know his way, so he waits. But Nichtas Uliya, once they come into the city, and then the Yelet knows his way, so Yelet Namai Lavoi, the child comes out first. So that's a much lesser, that Kol Zaman, the husband's tash, the Aver is inside her, that holds the dam back from coming out. But once the Aver goes out, then we say the dam comes out first. Yeah. So actually, so the Moshkabai Shir Yoma Shamash Makim is a dam. Yelitcher Lovoi, he goes slow, he doesn't know the way. He comes to the city, he goes separately, he goes to his house, he goes to the other house, therefore goes faster. Interesting why they must have been on the mushroom altogether for. Then Rama Baya says another example. Rama Baya, what's another example? Mushroom, what's another mushroom there by Shia? Lama Davidim, what is this like? Lama Davidim, Liyodim Shemesh Nesbabia, and a person puts his hand in his eye. So like this, Kolzaman Shesbabia, and Kolzaman's hand is in his eye, Dima Shoyalovoi, the tears do not come out so fast. But not less, but when he takes his hand away, then Dima Mahelis Lovoi, then the tears come out fast. So it's much like this. A kolzaman diyevish v'shas tashmish, that holds back the dam from coming out. But as soon as they finish tashmish, then the dam comes out. So therefore we said you make a badika right away, it was like vada the dam was there before. But in our case, by terrorists, there's never a thing as a vada the dam was there before. So Ramadashav, the Mishnah says that you could be baidik and bot kachas name and helps, so it wouldn't make enough food to go right away or not. Yeah. Right. Now the Mishnah says, the Tehlu Zubizu. Tehlu Rabbanim. Ketzer wasn't meant to say the case is Tehlu Zubizu. You could rely on what you could say came from one, not the other one. That Ubra, one lady was pregnant. Vishen Ubra, the other one was not pregnant. So Tehlu Ubra, Vishen Ubra, the one that's pregnant has the right to say the sound of dam did not come from her, but came from the other lady. Because the one that's pregnant, that's the source, she's Mislek as Damim. The same thing, Manika, Vishen Manika. One is nursing, one is not nursing, the same thing. Tehlu Manika, B'shana Manika. Because the one that's nursing usually does not see. Say, Cain, an older lady that stopped seeing already, B'shana Cain, another lady was lying on the bed with a younger one. So again, Tehlu is the Cain, B'shana Cain, the one that's older has the right to say that Dam did not come from her, but came from the other lady. So only the other one is coming up as the Cain. Psula, B'shana, Psula, a girl that never saw yet, and a girl that saw already. The same thing, Tehlu B'sula, B'shana B'sula, the one that the B'sula has the right to say came from the other one. What's going to be her Yishtayim Ubras? Let's say both ladies that were pregnant. Roshtayim Manikas, both ladies were nursing. Roshtayim says they're both older. Shtayim says they're both young. Then, Zerushishtim, that's what the end of the Mishnah says. Rahoyu Ruyas Lirais, Rayin Kiluhen Ruyas. If they're not fit to see, if all of them are the same matzah, they're all not fit to see Dam, so let's see, Manashach, so Dam came out here. So we don't know from where it came from. Therefore, we have to send in a suffix. All three are involved in the suffix. All three is tummy. Now the Mishnah says, "Shir the Samech Aleph and Aleph." That Yeshalish Noshim Shoyu Yeshanes Bamita Achas. Three ladies were sleeping in one bed. The Nimtza Dam Tachas and Trois. Here it depends. If you find Dam under the middle where the middle lady was sleeping, so then or Kulim Timayus. All three is before the suffix. Much more three could at night roll over and that mokum, so all three is before the suffix, all three is coming. What's going to be takas apinimis? We found dam where the outside where the inside lady sleeps, and the one near the wall. So then shtayim apinimis tameis, the one near the wall and the one in the middle, those two are before the suffix. But bachitzena teira, the one that's outside, where you first go up, she's still. So Mo was similar to the spirit the Mishnah we just had, before we just had a Mishnah, when all three sleep in the same bed, all three are b'chal the suffix. And then we make a difference, only the inner two, and not the outer one. What's going to be tachas hachitzenus? So we find dam under the outer lady. So then, shtayim hachitzenus to me, it's only the outer two are tamei. Because they could move over at night, they move over under the same place. But the apnimius, the one that's inside, near the wall, she remains terrible. Now, Amos says, when do I say this? There's a man, Shavu Derech Magoli Samita. that the way they go up to the bed, they don't have to climb over one over the other one. They go up like the foot of the bed. So therefore, the one that goes near the outside goes straight to the outside. The one that goes in the middle goes straight to the middle. The one that goes near the wall goes straight to the wall. But if they go over the middle and they have to go over one over the other, so then kulam tameis. Then the law becomes, in the case that you find at least on the chitzan of the outside one, all three is the chal safek. Because even the one that goes into the pnimius against the wall, first he has to go over that outside space. But if he goes up in the middle of the bed and has to climb over, so all three of them pass by that first spot. So therefore, in the case you find the dam under the first spot or the middle spot, all three would be b'chlal the suffix tumah. What's going to be now brought ka'achas mehen v'nimtzas Torah? One of these three ladies made a bedikah, and she found herself to be tov. So she has the right to say, he tov, shtayim tumeyas, she is tov, and the other two is b'chlal the suffix. What's going to be brought k'shtayim? Let's say two of them made bedikas right away. U'motzah Torah, they both found themselves to be tov. So have a right to say again, Hain Torah, these two are Torah, and have a right to be told, you the Shlishas Tameya, the third letter, that did not make a Bdikah, she is Mestam, the one that had the Kesem. What's going to be Shlosht, and all three ladies made a Bdikah, or Motzah Torah, after they checked themselves, all three were Torah, so Lachu is now again, Kulam Tameya, all three are the Chavah Sofik, like a Kesem came out, even though now they're Torah, but the Dam came from one of these three, and we don't know which one more than the other. Therefore, all three of the Chavah Sofik have to lock a Kula Matameis. Now the Mishnah says, the Mahadavadim, what is this like? What's an example to this? Legal Tomei. You had a pile of stones like a hill, a little pile here, that has the Kazayas of Mace there. There was a Kazayas to Shahayisham, Kazayas Min Mace. And Shemistayim Ben Shtei Galim Tayim. There were two other piles there. There were Torah, and now they got mixed up. So you have three piles of stones here, and under one of these piles is a Kazayas Min Hameis, and you don't know which one. Or Bot Kachosness, you checked out one pile. Or Motzah Torah, you found that pile to be Torah. So Lachu is an Echman, he Torah. That one remains Torah. Or Shnayim Tameim, the other two piles remain Torah in a Sofik. What's going to be Shnayim? You checked out two piles. Or Motzah Torah, you found both piles to be Torah. You couldn't find the Kazayas Min Hameis. So again, we'll say Hain Torah Meshlishi Tomei, that only the third one is Tomei. But what's going to be Shloshtom? You checked out all three piles here, or Motzu Torah, and you found all three of them to be Torah. So again, Alachu is Kulam Tomei, and these were Remei, these were Remei. How much of the case of the Kesem? Because we say there was the Kazayas Min Hameis there, and you don't know where it is. You don't find it. You didn't check well, but it's there. Therefore, all three of the Chavah Sofik. Should Rabbi Meir, the Remei says, that Koldovish should the Cheskas Tumah. Anything that at one time there was a Cheskas Tumah, we know there was a Kazayas Min Hameis there. So even though now we can't find it, Liyana move it to Masa, it always still remains Tameh. Achievoda Lachot Tumah Hechani, unless you know clearly where the Tumah went to. If you don't know where it went to, Senechanani, it's still Minasafik. That's when our case here, you checked out all three Galim, and they're all three Torah, but still we don't know where the Kazayas went to. So we stay all three of the Suffolk tummy. That's what in the Yeshita. The Achom and the Chom say no. Boydigat Shemiki Elasela Lepsula. You have to check out these three piles and check out to the bottom stone, to where the ground has stone on it. Or Lepsula means to ground that was never touched, was never dug there yet. So the Gemara says Karka Lepsula, and you know for sure that they never dug there yet. So for sure the Gzayis Min Hameis is not there. So Kitzur and the Chom, you check out the best you could. And if you don't find it there, you have right to say, something happened, the tumor went away, someone took it away, and it remains still right now. The other one says, Maishna Reisha Dlemaf, so how come in the first Mishnah we had before we sat down, when you have three ladies sleeping in one bed, so all three is Tameh. Or Maishna Sefer Dlemaf, here will make a difference whether you find the dam under the outside lady, so only two of them is going to suffer, not the Pnimi. Well, what's the difference? So Marin says, Amar Rabami, Dimishul Ovis. The first Mishnah Soma where their Rashi says like they're Tchufes Udvukas Yachar, the first Mishnah Soma where they're all attached together, they're very close together. Hilkach Afilu Nimsa Takasat, even if you find the dam under the inner lady, Ikula Svukin Amabichitrainer, because they're all like very, very close together. But our Mishnah is talking about that they're all separated a little bit on the bed, they're not mamish touching one another. So therefore, we have the chiluk in our Mishnah that on the was under the outer one, then the inner one is not bechlal the sofik. Then the Mishnah says, "Bot kach is made a bedika." So most of lomad the Mishnah lamaz abayma. And why is our Mishnah have to bechlal bring down this case of a gal of tumah? And the Chul our Mishnah is poshid that if you find dam, then you don't know who it came from. So free is bechlal the sofik. Why does the Mishnah have to bring down this whole end of the Mishnah that says it's doing with the case of tumah? Someone says, "Hochikom." This is what the Mishnah means to say. "Hochikom alu Rabbi Meir Rabbonin." This is what Rabbi Meir was saying back to Rabbonin, that Mishnah bedam the loy polagusi. How come by dam you agreed to my shita? Like the way the Mishnah says, if we check that all three ladies and they're all Torah, so we say now minasel to all three are tumah. Because since there's a vada kesem there, so all three is the chavas sofik. If so, maishna begal the plaginu. So may say the soul, the same halacha should apply by gal also. That if you know there was a gezayin in the mace under one of these piles, even though you checked that all three, they should all be three tamei. So chutz raya to every may, that's the mace question to Rabbanan, and what do you want me by mace, and you agree by the kesem? The more answer is the Mishnah means answer of Rabbanan. Rabbanan said back like this. Vishleimah by the kezayis min ha-meis that was under the gal, eima oirav notlo. We could say something happened to it. Maybe a bird came, a raven came, and took away the kezayis min ha-meis. So if you check that and you don't find it, you have a right to say it's Torah. Elohokha, but over here, haidam, heichos, over here, this dam, where did it come from? Or where did it go? The kids, so we saw dam, we found dam here. There's a kesem here on the sheet. And these three ladies are sleeping there, so it came from one of these three. See, it's a bad idea for Minnesota to go through your tummy. Tanya, remember this. Honorable Mayor, Mayor says, Mayor said, what's happened to the case for Shikma Shokfar Saba? In this city, Shikma in this Kfar Saba, Shoyamar Zikim Botuma. That they held that there was Tuma there, they marked in that place, there was a blessing, because I spent a mace, they marked the Tuma to be there. Yeah. The shikmi is shakfar saba shay mechzikim b'tuma. Obotko, the shikmi maybe means the shikmi is a type of a tree, a bush. Obotko, they checked out that place. V'loy motzo, they didn't find any kezayis in the mace. They didn't find the mace there. So they want to say it's torah. The chulat brought to that banan shita. We don't find it now. We'll say maybe another took it away. But liyomim, a few days happened was nashu bo yeruach. The wind came, a strong wind came. V'yakros and uprooted the shikmi, this bush. And they found the skull of a mace stuck into the roots of this tree. So who is the right for the mayor? That you can't be samech if you check and don't find it there. No, it must be there someplace. Or the chum said back, no. Me show my when they want to bring a proof that you're right to the mayor, no. They have the chat that the guy didn't make a good bedik at the beginning. He didn't check out too well. That's why you can't make any good proof. We're talking about a case, we check it out well, and you don't find any mace here now, they have right to say it went away. But here, obviously, they didn't check it out well, you can't bring a proof. Tanya, we learn similar, Omer Reb Yesi, that mace once happened in Bemora Shal Sichon, once happened in a cave in Sichon, again, Shoye Machzikim Batumah, that they knew at one time there was a mace there. Well, but now they want to check it out, at Shigil Akarka, until they checked out to the ground, Shoye Chaluka. Kitsipurin, the ground where there was smooth like a mill, in other words, ground there was never plow on at all, so it couldn't have been the mace was underneath it. For the Lotsum, they didn't find anything. So again, so they wanted to say now that some of the mace was taken away, and this mur is torn. What happened was, Liyomim, in a few days, Nichnusor Bopoilim, workers went into that cave, but Nagashom, it was raining outside, so they went to protect themselves from the rain of that cave. The nitzur and they went in there with the hatchet with their hammers. The nitzur because of a sayim and they started to bang or put down their hatchets and umotzu machteshes mlaya tomes and they found the machtesh. They found the patium or machteshes is like a grinding mill. They found kisapatium full of bones of a mace. So again, so you see like the main sheet. You can't be saying on checking something. There's one there. The stomach's still there. But again, the Chum said back, nothing doing. Omer, the Chum said back, no, there's no proof. Misham right, and they want to bring a proof again. Omer, they rather have right to say, Lebotka Kretzorka, and someone didn't check out the cave well enough at the beginning. That's why they missed it. But we hold the case, we check it out well, there's nothing to worry about. Tanya would go like this. Abishol says, Meister once happened Bisela Beis Chorin, in the stone was placed, the stone there by Beis Chorin, Shoyim Azikim Batum again, the Master, that there was a mace buried there. Vloyocha Chom Livdek, and Chom Kun Shekrav, of Nei Shoysim Ruber, it was a very wide place. Okay, so there was a wide field there. So they didn't know how to check it out, to know where exactly should we check for, to see if the mace is still there or not. So it was like this. Vloyisham Zokanech, there was one older person there, Rav Yeshua ben Hanan Yishma, that was his name. Omulahem, so he said to them, Heviuli Sadinim, bring me some sheets. Heviuli Sadinim, they brought him some sheets. They shone by my and he soaked the sheets in water. Uporsu alayim, and then he spread it out on the ground. So he said like this, Mokem Tahira Yavish. A place where it's tore, then it's going to be dried. But Mokem Tumalach, and a place that there was tumim means if the ground was dug there already, then it'll be lach, then the water seeps in. And as if the ground was never dug in there yet, so then it doesn't absorb the water. Therefore that mokum will still stay yavish, will stay dry. But in a case where it was dug in already, so the ground is soft, it absorbs the water more, then that mokum will be lach. That mokum will become lach. The Rashi says, mokum atum lach. If the ground is soft, it absorbs the water more. So Botku, they made a first check now. They found like a whole ditch there full of atzamas. They found one spot there that remained that was lach. So they know that's the place where it was used there before. They checked out that mokum, and then they found the bones. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.